We are up to page 141. Sit in conference and tell for shame to the Kabars. Bear Jones, supporting the minute of doing this thing called Kabars. Now, the tour brings down over here. It's engaged. We call the Shinoi and Yishol Tarangol Kabar. And the same for the tour. Okay, the tour is the son of the Rush. He brings down, he was the way that we have Shulchan Aruch set up before the Rizal Lachim. The tour is the one who set it up in this way. This money that we have today is all based on the tour. The tour brings down over this dinner, the Shulchan Tarangol Kabar. He brings it down between the Chumas and Gaonim. So this is a Minei Kavod, a very time of the Gaonim. Okay, guys, what's the reason of Dafka using a Tarnigol for the Minei of Kabar? Why Dafka Tarnigol? Why not another animal? So he brings down two different reasons why Dafka used a Tarnigol. The first reason is every year. She had Tarnigol, but so you buy no Tarnigol, but hang with Haibol. People just happen to have Tarnigols in their house, as opposed to other animals. It's like, I'm sure you guys have seen that. By God, all the places you guys have tarnigols in your house also. So they also have tarnigols in their house, so it was easy to come by. Asha and Cain didn't have sheep and cows in their house, so therefore tarnigols make more sense for people to use. Their places, Enoch and Abi, the rich people who had cows and sheep in their house, they used to do kaparas with sheep and cows. I guess they didn't do the same kaparas over their head, okay? But they would use it because the rich people had those things. Then he brings down another reason is because in the Lashon, the Gemara, how do you call a tarnigol? Is a gever. Okay? Is a gever. Like a man. Okay? So therefore, since it's got the same name, it makes sense to use a tarnigol as the place of what's all the idea of kaparos. That really we should be the one dying. But in our place, we're asking that the Mishmaro takes the tarnigol itself, we check the tarnigol, instead of checking us. And therefore, since it's got the same name as a man, gever, gever, that's why we got to use a tarnigol. According to this, it's dafka a tarnigol as opposed to other animals, other kosher animals. So therefore, the dafka in the tarnigol. That's the two reasons why the Torah brings down why we are going to use dafka a tarnigol, and the Mishnah Berurah brings this down. In case he mentioned only the second reason, that is a din in Geb. Now, there comes the Rashba, quoting the Beis Yosef, the Chumas of Rashba, and he says the following over here. We are Rashba coupling the Chuba, Kayla Gallus, and Chinsai, the Alabinian, and the Kapar Shosin, the Nari, Vera, the Yom Kippuri, Minix, and Hashubi, right? He says the Minix was in the towns of the Rashba. Okay? We have a Pishmaki, we are Rashba, Goni, we are Ashkenaz, Shikol, Rabbi, Arzim, Ultimate, and Ashkenaz, all the big Rabbana, they would put it also. We can't Shemati, Shinisha, Rabbi, no, hi, and even Rabbi, Hayon, Bummer, Shikay, Nagu, Al-Korim Kozeh Minatia Minagazeh. The Rashbun is not a fan of this minag. He prevented this minag. I mean, Mirenu from his city. Those who would listen to the Rashbun, he said not to do this minag. The Kabbalah Barkos, the Chaim Shurim, Banos, the Rabban, all classes, which would make sense because the Rashbun is a Talmud of the Rabban, and therefore, some of the Gedolim Rishonim were against this minag because the Rashbun calls it his Darki Amori. What is this that we're checking a tarnigol in front of it in our place? What's going on over here? Darki Amori, it's not the way of Jews to do like this. And therefore, the Rashba was against this. Therefore, we open up some tough rage, hey, and those from the Chaver, and the world will understand more what's going on. Mashinoah, King Lassos, Kapar, Abed, Arab Yom Kippur, Lishol, Tarnigol, Alpo, Ben Zachar. Okay, and all the Ben Zachar, you would use a tarnigol, Bilomar, Alab, Sukim, they would say, over this tarnigol, yesh we know a minag. You should prevent people from doing this minag, says the Mechaber, like the Rashba, the Ramban, not to do kaparas. Why, says the Mishnah Berurah, yeshu chashash darkei amori, mori sitam alim, yeshu chashash darkei amori, he says not to go ahead and do kaparas. That is the minag brought down in the Mechaber, like the Rashba, the Ramban. However, says the Ramah, you would ask me before learning the simin, who would be into the kaparas and not as Spartan would for sure hate the kaparas and Ashkenaz, well, it's not like an Ashkenazi thing. So I know exactly the opposite of what we thought. The Mechaber says like the Rashba and the Rabban not to do kaparas. The Ramah says about Yeshmi Agoni, shook out the minig zeh. The Shein Padlo to Rabbi Gina for many of the bring down this minig of us. The Shein Noahi, the Kol Medidos Elo, and this is the minig of all the Medidos and Ashkenaz. The Ein Mishanos to a minig basikin, not to be Mishana. It's a minig basikin, it's always at the time of the Gaonim, and therefore Ashkenazim should continue doing this minig. Okay? Don't worry for the Svarim. Okay? You are knowing to do this. Also, the Kabakayim, Rizalim, Sipak, the Chesmer, Sarsinim that the minhag amongst the Sephardim is also like the Rama over here, and the Sephardim are also minhag in Tafaris, sometimes I would say even more Makbid and Tafaris than some Ashkenazim. The minhag is in all Eidus and Klai Yisrael Yisraelim that they are knowing yes to do Tafaris. Okay? Yes to do Tafaris. By the way, very interesting, the Ramban writes this by regular Karbanos. The whole idea of a Karban, except in Karbatas, is that we're offering the Karban in our place. We sin, we should be the one punished. And instead, we can, through Tshuva, obviously the most important is Tshuva. Okay, through Tshuva, and offering the Karban, the Ramban writes that the Karban is in our place. That's the idea of Karbanos according to the Ramban. A similar idea over Kaporos. There, Yom Kippur, we're looking for Tshuva, we ask that Kaddish Baruch Hu take the Targo in our stead. Now, how do you do this? Says the Rama. Okay? Says the Rama, God can become Tarnagol Zach on the Sakhar. Will it a cable looking Tarnagols? Men take a Tarnagol. Women take a Tarnagol. Okay? So a female Tarnagol will be in the place of the woman. Okay? The Loki who bears days Tarnagol. And for a pregnant woman, you should take two chickens. One a Tarnagol and one a Tarnagol. Why? Why can it zachar? Because perhaps the baby in her tummy is a zachar, and therefore you need a tarnagol to bring kapara. Why the gavah needs a kapara? That's a good shaila in and of itself. Okay, why do you bring one for the girl, one for the man, for the child? We both bring the tarnagol and the gavah. We definitely should use white tarnagolim. Al derech and emar, like the pasuk tells us, if you chataitem kashonin kasheli yalbino, our sin should turn white as snow. Okay? Therefore, you have to use white tarnagol. Binagolitain, what do you do then? Binagolitain a kaparos lahim. I, the minigas, take the shesh and tashash the tarnagol and give the tarnagol to anim so they can go ahead and have chicken for shesh. Oh, mithosim, or you're pwned to the chicken after this. You put money in, you buy the chicken back yourself, and now the mummy is the topes of dummy. The mummy shows the lahim, you give the money to the anim. That's what's left out in the carnival. The whole idea is, naturally, the anchor coming over here is that the tzedakah that's going to go up to Aniyam for kapara over here, either the carnival or the tzedakah that's going to go to the name. V'yesh mikomo shenagim, this other minagim, also on Arab Yom Kippurim, v'yesh mikomo shenagim, nidek ha-kbaros, l'harbos, tzedakah, those who go to the base kbaros, and daven by the kbaros, l'harbos, tzedakah, v'imarbe, tzedakah, v'akol minag yafo, all these are good minagim. And then you should do the shechitas and kaparas. They should check the tarnagol right after it says doing smicha. And they are just like the korban, they would call you smicha and the korban before shechting it. So too, they do smicha on the tarnagol before doing kaparas. Okay, we'll get back to that in 1 second. One minute that the Torah brings out also the Zorkim B'nei Ne'am, they take the innards of the Tarnagolet and they throw it out of Gogos of the Chatzar or in the courtyard or on the roofs, in order that the birds can come and have more food for themselves. Once again, it brings it down. Is the reason is in order that we're having Rachmanis on the animals, so Kodesh Baruch Hu should have Rachmanis on us. So we're throwing the parts that we would eat anyways, we throw it off to the birds and they go ahead and eat it. Other animals will go ahead and eat it, so therefore it's going to happen. So a bunch of different and very interesting dinim over here about the minhag kaparos and Erev Yom Kippur. Let's understand this a little bit. One thing is over here, the Rama mentioned, that you do smicha and the tarnagolet right before you do kaparos. Now that's very controversial. Why is that controversial? Because now we're making it, we forget about the fact already we're checking the animals, maybe it's similar, that's not mamish similar to a karma. To do smicha on it, we're not doing karbanos over here. We're not in the base of Mikdash. We're not in our bodies over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Sipatim Ches v'yesh shepatim v'yesh v'noah adar zeh. In those days, you should not do smicha. Don't put your hands in your weight on that tarnagol before it. The near the makdish kachim v'shotim because it looks like you're doing making kachim and you're shechting kachim v'chutz outside the azara that we do not like to do. Others say she also should say you don't have to worry about this. Why? A tarnagol is never offered up on the mizbeach. Okay, tossing. Okay, those are offered on the mizbeach. Horim, those are off the bed. Tarnagol is never offered up on the mizbeach, so you don't have to worry that it looks like you're offering kachim basuts over here. There's more room to be made. That's why it is. Okay, the end of the day, our minute is not to do So like the first opinion over here in the Mishnah don't do that. Those who do it with the Tarnigol, they go ahead and wave it over their head. And that's all that they do. That's all they do. They do not go ahead and do Smicha on the Tarnigol. Okay? Now, comes the Mishnah over here, and he brings down that these minug tend to be a major problem. What would happen? Especially in the bigger cities, you would have tons of people coming to Karpaz area. Everyone wants to do all the minug of an area. They would all show up to the Pesach Shrika, the Avayatar Golet, and they want it done right away. And what would happen? The Shochtim would be overwhelmed, the Erev Yom Kippur, with all this work, shafting and doing that, doing it quickly. And therefore, says Mishnah Berurah over here, if you look inside, the Shochtim Beis. First of all, let's just see, the beginning of Sikhan Beis, he points out like I said before, Minibat, in the Yashim, the Kol Mash Oth, the Hoth Aseh. You should think about when they're shafting this oath. Everything should be coming after me. I should inject. But how you think Chuvasa? But through the Chuvah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Pasalik and Zera Mi'alav, Hakadosh Baruch Hu turns the Zera from onto him, and he's kind of Chuvasa Bovaze, and he's making it onto this verb. The same Kotor Shim Tama Karban Abel Shoge, and that's what the Rishon writes. The reason is a Karban that's by Abel that comes on Shoge, like he said before, the sheet of the Rabbah. Skip down four lines. He says, Mimakum Shimis Atsim Har Babiyah. In a place where there are many people come together. The dope things that said, they're pushing and shoving before the girl. That's the thing that Orin call alive. Okay? And the shouting, the slaughter, the shoutings, they'll be up all night. The funny zoo, too, if you can imagine, with what funny zoo off those? With angry faces, they're upset. Okay? Look at that, they're overwhelmed. They're overworked, underpaid. And because it's so much work, they don't check the knife appropriately. They don't end up checking the knife. And through this, never had this very much. Okay, let's continue. If you get to the Isra of Nevela for this, it's not going to be a proper appropriate shita. So therefore, he says, Tov Yota, what do you should do? The Tov Yoter, the Shlomo Kapara, the Yom Kippur, the people ring. So what happened to the bell? This is instead of everyone coming, Erev Yom Kippur doing this. Sometimes during the Saturday night, they'll do it on a different day. And therefore, they give the Shlomo more time, and it won't be so much lachatz. You don't have to give all night Erev Yom Kippurim. And therefore, a little bit of Dama Chaver to the Shlomo also. That's what they would go ahead and do. You see over here, it was a big problem that you would have the Shlomo be overwhelmed. Okay, and therefore developed another minhag. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah goes on and says. Oh, she is Samu Guaroshe with Ma'os. Instead of using a tarnigol, they would take money. They would take money instead of doing a tarnigol. And then in Poda, the tarnigol with money, they would take money itself. They take Hashem Lam, that stuck the Shalimis and the Vela, instead of getting involved with Shochtim that you don't really know, and they're doing it appropriately, and it's in the Vela, you just try to do it with money, and you go around your head with the money, and the money will be pulled out of yourself from the from what's going on over here, and then you'll give the money if you go ahead and give it to Tzedakah. And that development is what many people do, and I believe Rosh Hashiva tells people the best thing to do instead of going to Mei Sharim, being up late at night, Erev Yom Kippurim, and dealing with Shochtim, the Yerushalayim, and not Yerushalayim, they check the knife, not checking the knife. And what is this bird really going to? I don't really know. Is this bird really a kosher bird or not? Go ahead and take money, and you go ahead and put the money around your head, and therefore, you're the kind who didn't just go ahead and do it with money. That's what's going on over here, and that's where the different minhagim came about, because this problem's in the slaughtering house. Last thing is, we mentioned a mu'uberis. A mu'uberis, a pregnant woman, when she just takes two birds, one male, one female, in case the blood is dissolved. That's what we're reading from Rav Nevinzal. We have to get a Rav Nevinzal and everything. That's what we're reading from Rav Nevinzal. What about nowadays, if you do an ultrasound before Erev Yom Kippur, and the doctor says, it's a girl. It's a girl. What do you do? If you sell it on that, just go ahead and do one time. Go it. Second, we're reading from Rav Nevinzal. You can go after the ultrasound. If you know it's already a girl, then you go ahead and only shaft the tiny gullet. You do not have to do two different kaparas over here. Add time for today. Have a great day, everyone.